There are times when it's quiet. Painful silences by actors and authors alike, when audiences feel afraid to breathe and you yourself hurt too much to even try. Even still, even now, after days and weeks of hearing the same words over and over, you watch tears cascade down the faces of the people you've come to love in a matter of months. You used to think you'd become desensitized to hearing these stories after a while. Now you realize there will never be a time when they don't leave you breathless at the least. The silence stretches on, oppressive in its weight, leaving you and your captive audience vulnerable to its crushing power. Then, someone speaks and the pressure dissipates like air from a burst balloon. Now the noise grows with urgency, as if trying to make up for the quiet from before. Voices build on voices until the cacophony is great and beautiful, and you whisper wishes never to be separate from the moment. But after 5 months, 3 shows, and 1,000-person attendance, Me Too is over, and when I say it's something I'll never forget, I don't mean it as cliche. The times we have. Let me start at the beginning. To my knowledge, the Me Too initiative began in the fall of 2008, my freshman year. Other seniors might remember big purple and white banners flanking the Bryan Center, small letters and big speech bubbles saying only Me Too. 5 characters, 6 with the period, no capitalization, it was simplicity at its finest. Simple also was the blog that, pardon the cliche, started it all. Duke students would anonymously submit messages ranging from homework is hard to I was raped and I don't know who to tell. The site quickly progressed to a monologue-based theater production in which students wrote short pieces and submitted them to a committee. The committee would then choose monologues and direct the resultant show. It's about acceptance and the lack of judgment that normally comes with not fitting into the mold at Duke. It's about there not being a mold at Duke. It's about breaking the mold at Duke and understanding that people are different and people go through things. And in these differences, we can find a community. I saw a lot of myself in a few of the darker monologues. And while I can't say I've shared the exact same experiences, I've shared very similar experiences, and I now feel this sense of community with these writers. I feel like I understand what they're going through, and I feel like they understand me, and I feel that in itself is invaluable. It's to have someone to share with, even if you can't ever talk to these people. It's nice to know you are not the only one. It's astounding to know that Duke students who walk around with this air of I need to be this, I need to be that, and I need to do it perfectly, can hide these secrets from each other for so long. It's unhealthy and it's frightening and it's astounding to me. And I think such a big part of Me Too is putting these things out in the open, not to show vulnerability or weakness, but to seek help, to form a community. You know, Duke is so good at so many things. We have grades and great sports. We're very, very driven students, very intelligent students. But in our independence, I think that we miss the fundamentals of forming a community. And that's ultimately harmful, despite these other things. You can't go into the world and continue to be an island unto yourself. And I think Me Too monologues really tears down a lot of those boundaries. Good morning, sir. There was never a moment when I walked into that room with these other people I just met and felt like I was being judged or felt like I had to do or act or say something to fit in. It's nice to know that I can go and hang out with people and feel comfortable with where I am at all times. I think another reason, a much more personal reason, is watching these monologues and understanding what Duke students go through. Understanding that I'm not alone has really opened me up, and it's been a long and painful process, something I'm still working through, but I think one aspect of that is after having seen these monologues, 2 in particular. I talked with a friend of mine and ended up setting up an appointment with CAPS, and I'm now seeing a therapist, and it's hard, and I hate it, but I think ultimately it's the right thing to do, and I know that I have the support of the cast and crew behind me. I think I'll go on to appreciate it more and more as I graduate Ian continue and look back on this time. Just the memories, the friendships that I've made, the memories that I've taken away. I'm sorry. Good morning, sun.